back.
Call to order.
Okay.
Did you eat too that fast?
Across the street?
He made me eat the rest of it.
Well, he was talking. I said, okay, Bob, we're 2 minutes to eat. Shove it in. That sucker disappeared. It's amazing. Oh, that was recorded, too.
That's good.
That's perfect.
How many we got listening? Just kidding.
One.
Dixie. Hi, Dixie. Oh. Who posted? Danny posted this one.
Yes.
Danny, go ahead. Put us on like.
Okay. There was a lot of discussion at the sewer board meeting about the Venezuela Lake project and a study that we turned down 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Well, we just tabled it, yeah.
We tabled it. It was actually part of several. I think there was 4 or 5. Some of the board members said that they couldn't make a reasonable decision without the study. I checked into a little bit of the dollar amounts, but I didn't come up with everything. Didn't have time to actually check in to see how much had been spent on studies so far.
Right.
I had 2 or 3 major questions that I wanted to answer. Actually, there was about 5, but 2 or 3 major questions that needed to be answered with Rockaway and their facility, which I guess would go through their sewer department, and also with Forsyth and their facility, which would have probably made this a whole lot easier for me to make a decision on.
Okay.
There is a announcement to be made Monday, and I don't want to get into a whole lot of it, but the Clean Water Commission that Mr. Houseman visited talked about funding for Venice on the Lake project.
Well, let me jump in here. I voted to table, if you remember the discussion, so I wanted to do some research. So I had the sewer department fund provide me all the documents that they've done studies on to this point. So I was trying to get my mind around the financial aspects of the operational cost of the project. Okay, so this is what I've found out based off the data that I've got right now. Great River was the last engineering firm that did a preliminary engineering report, which we paid about $40,000 for. It looks like $19,000 would it look like. But I may be off by a few thousand there. But the recommendation was to do the option, I think it was on this plan, it's option one, but do it in 2 phases and do the third phase, which is called Lookout Acres. So phase one, their estimations was at $20 million. Phase two was $10 million. And then Lookout Acres was an additional 3. So if you do that number, this project was going to cost $33 million. So that's one thing that's when I pulled up the data, that's what I pulled up. The second thing I pulled up was I noticed the documentation saying 911 addresses were equal to 582 residents. So I called our 911 and made sure that I was correct in my assumption, so I just confirmed it. A 911 address doesn't necessarily mean a house. It just means it's got an address. So that's important because when you start looking at the cost of operation, where they got to their justifications, that's real important to know how many houses are the potential customers initially. I did call them. I talked to Mel this morning, and Mel said he did some cross-referencing with the water utility. It's not exactly. So we know 582 is not the right number. We also know it's not 300. It's somewhere in between, I would say, probably somewhere between 400 and 582 of actual houses. So, but why that's important, let me tell you why that this was a concern for me. At Bee Creek, we ran the sewer project to the middle of the street and then required each house to hook up from the street connection. At current date, we're about 75% connection is what we are right now. Okay? each connection at Bee Creek, on average, based off of one of the builders who put sewer connections in, cost about $2,000 a connection for each residence, because it was the permit, it was the, you know, basically about 100 feet of line put in, all that. So that's something over and above. We have to make sure that these neighborhoods would actually pay the $2,000, and that's going to be a big factor why Bee Creek's not 100%. Well, going back to the initial pro forma numbers, the preliminary numbers we looked at, based off of phase one and phase two for operational cost, it was going to cost $175,000 annually to operate the sewer plant. Okay? At 100% compliance, 100% people hooking up, it netted just right around $2,000 over our best case scenario. So if everyone connected, all 582 residences, which were actually 911 addresses, and commercials, it only nets 177, and we need 175 just to break even. Okay? But reality is, if 75% connect, which is at Bee Creek's number, we're going to be losing around $50,000 to $75,000 a year on this project. But reality is, there's a lot of abandoned houses over there, and there's going to be a certain point of people not hooking up. And so my speculation is about 50% of compliance. We're going to get about 50% of people hook up, based off of just some other factors of actual how many houses are out there and all that, based off that 582 number. So reality is, we're going to lose about $90,000 a year to $100,000 a year, is what I see. And this is providing that part of this phase one is we're also adding $1.3 million in there to either upgrade Rockaway Beach's plant or buying capacity, which we're also expecting Rockaway Beach to be able to operate within the guidelines of this operational cost. So and this is all based off a 20-year plan, it looks like let's say it's $90,000 a year we lose, it's $2 million over 20 years that the county will have to pay to supplement this. So that's why I think I'm comfortably saying I don't think that we're ready to jump into a $33 million project knowing that we're going to lose money ahead of front. It's nothing against HDR. I just don't think this project is the best project to be even looking at a study at this point. That's why, after looking at the numbers, there's other projects we can look at, but that's a huge, huge chunk of change. And there's too many questions with just the preliminary engineering to even go forward. So,
well, I'm the person that basically stuck his foot in his mouth and asked for a study on something that I didn't understand, because I didn't know how you would come up with an idea of the need unless you had a study. Well, there's two or three basic questions that I don't know that our administrative department or one of the commissioners themselves or the sewer board couldn't find out if Rockaway, what their plans were with their plant, mm-hmm. or what Forsyth's plans were for expansion, because there was talk about that they might even have to have a small expansion if they took this in. The deal, I wasn't wanting to mention the anticipated grant money, because that's never a factor until you get it. But when we have a percentage of the project being paid for by the grant, and that percentage is $25 million, it's a tough one. And I told the sewer board over here the other day, I told and Chuck was here, he heard me say that to post this for today because basically everybody that was set on the sewer board wanted a study to agree off, to come to some kind of agreement off of. I would have liked to have had just a little more time to have went to Forsyth or Rockaway and talked to them about their situation, or had our sewer department talked to them a little bit about it. The total cost of what this was what for the study?
$100,000?
Just under.
About 100,000 or so?
Just a little under 100,000. And I don't know, I think I expressed the other day, now I did have them post this for reasons, but I think I expressed and was pretty clear that I would rather see pipe in the ground as to see money spent on studies and things, and we had like four or five projects that were approved for either not studies but actual
design.
So you know, I hate to eat crow with the sewer board, but I would like to have had just a little more time to have even had a chance to talk to Forsyth and Rockaway Beach sewer people, see their aldermen and mayor, and had a visit with them and see what to do.
Well, that's fine. I mean, from my perspective, I feel more justified in tabling this, but I mean, I'm not comfortable risking the potential losses with just the preliminary study. So if you need more time to talk to Rockaway or Forsyth, then let's put it out for a couple more weeks. But otherwise, I mean, that's really the next step. I'm content with my stuff, and if I need to go, you know, we vote on this, or what if we don't vote on it, I can go talk to the sewer board next meeting and present them with my concerns of why I don't want to pay for another study. It just doesn't pencil out.
Well,
unless there's free grant money, unless there's grant money to help offset these costs. Yes, sir.
I don't think the grant money is for operation and maintenance.
No,
costs.
Not for operation.
If they built it for free, you'd still have the loss.
We would still have the loss. That's correct. The loss is still the loss because operationally, we're still going to lose money because we just don't have enough people. Well, actually, yes and no. Operationally, if the operation cost breaks down into two numbers based off this preliminary study.
I was going to ask, Kent, do you, the next sewer board meeting is when, the 15th?
Yes, sir.
And today's what?
Today's the 3rd?
I think it's the 3rd.
Is you know, I really would like to go visit with them. I'll actually come to the office down and talk to you guys also about maybe.
You're right. Sorry. The tax is paying for the tax, yeah.
The
I'm
tax
sorry.
Is paying for all
it's
the capital.
It's still going to lose money even if we put it in. For
That's
free.
Right.
Sorry about that.
I'd like to visit with the mayor of Rockaway. I think that's the primary concern that I have is Rockaway they're having problems with their plant now.
But I mean,
I know where you're going.
Fundamentally, we're losing money on this thing.
I know
it
where
doesn't
you're,
pencil.
I know where you're going.
98% participation. So
I know where you're going.
Okay.
And that's the reason I would, you know, like to.
You want to table it till the 15th, or what do you want to table it till?
that's what I would like to do, so we could talk to the sewer board at that time.
So let's maybe pass the sewer board then, maybe to the 16th then. Is that what you're thinking?
Huh?
When you want to table it too then, Danny? The sewer board day, the sewer, the next day?
After we have a discussion with them.
Sewer board, okay. Then I'll move that we table the Benison Lake study discussion until the 16th of December. I think that's it. I didn't look at my calendar real fast.
I took myself as a sense of urgency because they seemed to be urgent about. And first of all, let me kind of clarify something. We had there's five projects that I read off of there that were Great River, the manhole covers. The ones that were coming up today.
Yeah.
Those were presented to us this Monday. Nikki came in here and handed those projects to us this Monday because they were change orders. That's whenever I voiced my disgust with change orders. So the other deal with the Venice on the Lake deal was presented earlier than that, but we had, four or five projects that we...
John Suchi had presented four or five projects at that point.
That we approved design on.
Yeah, he presented four, presented five, and they were...
Were you here, Mel, at that time?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. There was...
But, I mean, some went to Great River, I think. This one was for HDR. One went to Aegis, I think. So they were all...
All of those projects, as I remember, were... put together by the sewer board. These are the projects we want to do the engineering or studies or whatever to start getting projects lined up so we start building sewers, putting the line in the ground. They spent a fair amount of time, I think, putting that list together, and they voted as a sewer board 2 or 3 months ago. These are the projects we want done. And send them to us to vote on, to approve, ask them. I mean, and I said this when we tabled it before, that, I mean, they've done it different than you, or maybe they didn't go to the work that you went to. I don't know. But they feel like, and this was their recommendation to us, and I haven't done the work you've done, Jim. I applaud you for doing it. But this project, I believe, is number one on our matrix. And the question of it paying is a valid question to have. And I can remember I missed most of the meeting. I had another meeting. I just came in tail end of the sewer board meeting Tuesday. But what I heard from the sewer board was we're not confident it'll work or not, and that's why we... I've asked you to approve the study, and it's an expensive study, no two ways about it. But for that reason, I'm not in favor of tabling it, because I feel like they have done some work, and I feel like it's worth the study. I mean, it's 582 addresses, it's 482 homes, as you said. We're not certain of how many homes they are, but there's a lot of homes creating nasty sewage. I mean, our road and bridge people see it from time to time when they go out to work on roads. The sewage is in the road. I don't know if I could prove it, but I think it's the worst place in the county. Whoever did our matrix, I think that was y'all, when Great River came up with number one through their studies. It's an important project. I sat down with Joan a week or so ago at Rockaway, and they've got, this nasty issue with the lake. It's not all sewage, but I think part of it could be. But anyway, it's affecting our water supply, and that's why people voted to be taxed a half cent. So that's why I'm not for putting it off. Let's do the study.
When's the tax up?
It's a 20-year tax. It's probably about 15 years from being...
2023.
Okay.
What's that? That's 10, that's 14 years. I said 15, sorry.
I'm going to play a little advocate here, but in 2024, let's say the tax doesn't get renewed. The county then will have to pay out of pocket to fund the operational of that sewer system.
Or the regional sewer district. Or
if there's no money there, though.
You say the county, would it not be the people that are on the sewer, that have sewers? I guess you could do it
in order to make it
ways,
pay, you would have to increase your rates. And the rates that are $30 or $27 or whatever they are now could double, triple, you know, whatever to pay for it.
And I don't like to say this, but I'll go ahead and say it because I've heard it said about other sales taxes that if we come to sales tax time, 14 years or whatever it is, and ask the voters to approve more tax to build more sewers to protect our waterways, and they say, and I think there probably would be some that will get up to the counter and say, what the heck?
Right.
You've ignored the number one project on your list for 15 years because you were concerned about this, and the concern, I'm not saying it's not a valid concern, but I just don't... I think it very possibly could defeat the tax from continuing to protect our waterways, and I think that's we need to keep our eyes on the goal, and that is the water. Our lakes are a huge, important thing to our people and the people that visit here.
Right.
And that's what we're doing about it. And again, I'm arguing it, and I understand your point, Jim. That
it just doesn't gotta cash
pay,
flow.
You got to pay for it.
Right.
You got to have cash flow. But again, our sewer board's worked on this and they've said, we feel like and I heard Mr. Daniels say that he really questions, probably similar to your thoughts, I think, but he needs the facts to show that it ain't going to work.
Right.
And if it doesn't work, maybe there's a solution in that process that would open a way that it would work.
Right.
Or what alternative, how we could get around it. But anyway, I rattled probably too long there. That's where I'm at.
We've already spent what on this project? You're guessing we spent $40,000.
I think $40,000 on this one. There was a study done in 99 that I can't find the dollar figure of what we spent then. But
was that with HDR?
No,
the
99 study was done by Archer, huh?
Now, one thing I want.
I think it's not, I got some sketchy numbers here, but I'm putting I think it's Archer, and I think it was in 99, it looked like April of 99 for the 2000 master plan that Great River used in 07 to refer to. So, looked like I was pushing it together that way. So.
Okay. I don't like to be the dealer. And that's what I feel like that we have become on spending money on some of these projects. If we spend money on this project for a study, and we've already spent, now, see, I may have been misinformed. I could have been misinformed, but, I mean, Mr. Suti told me that there had been $200,000 spent on this already. And that's what I was asking you, if you'd come up with those figures, if you had come up with anything
in
that general range.
A lot of the Venison Lake studies were tied with the Ozark Beach study, and so you kind of have to separate them both. And I don't show $200,000. I can't add it up to that part.
Well, help us out. Thanks for coming up. You've been involved in this a lot.
The master plan that you refer to, Venison Lake was only a small portion of that. It might have been less than 10% of the total work done on that. So it was just a very broad view, cursory.
That was the 99 study.
The 99 study.
It's yourself.
And then the facility plan or the preliminary engineering report that Mr. Strafis is referring to, the cost on that, it was $63,000 for two studies, one for Ozark Beach and one for Venice on the Lake. And then the other money that you're probably finding is due to an aerial survey that we had done for the Ozark Beach project. But as far as the actual study, that report that you're looking at, it was half of $63,000 was the cost on that. To my knowledge, that's the only studies that have been done on Venice on the Lake. Now, the sewer district did purchase capacity in Rockaway Beach's treatment plant back in, I don't know, somewhere around 2000-ish.
Yeah, 2000, 2001, I think it said that.
They purchased capacity, and that may be where you're getting the $200,000 or
$250,000. Okay, now I was just going off of trying to make this thing, trying to work it out. I, you know, if it takes the sewer board, all the members of the sewer board, to make a solid judgment on the study.
Not pushing it, do you?
What happens if we get to the project and Rockaway says we can't operate it? You're going to have to do it yourself. You're going to have to handle it.
I mean, all of those are all valid questions. I mean, there's a lot of unknowns. I mean, obviously, the reason I didn't want to go forward on the study because there was too many unknowns and it just isn't penciled. Now, I understand, that's a valid fact. I mean, if they say we can't operate I would have to look at Rockaway Beach's track record. Have they been able to operate what they have in a fiscally responsible way? I don't know. I mean, I haven't looked at that.
Yeah.
Bob?
They have come back to us for more money on the plant since we bought into the plant. And they've had some problems here recently with the plant and compliance. So, I mean, am I wrong now?
No, I don't know how much that has to do with this, but maybe about 2-3 years ago, I don't remember the specifics of it, Rockaway Beach came to the sewer board and the commission and basically said that they had been, during their negotiations with when the plant was originally expanded. Is it my phone doing
it?
Yeah,
it is your phone.
Okay, sorry about that. But anyway, they basically said that their leaders at that time who negotiated an unfair raw deal for Rockaway Beach, and that they had been, for lack of a better word, shafted in that negotiation. And anyway, so
you got the elevator.
They convinced the leaders of the sewer board and the commission at that time to pay them some additional money that they felt that they should have got originally during the expansion of that facility. I don't remember the exact amount, $150,000 or something like that.
I think it was that may be the $200,000.
That may be. It was the.
If I could correct you, maybe. I don't know. There was some interesting doings.
Okay, and I can give you
the
concept.
The sewer board was entirely in favor of that.
Yeah, I don't think
they
were.
That was the county commission, which I was a part of.
Yeah, I think it was, you know, for those people who might remember, that was the used car analogies, what they used.
Yep.
And basically they said, we had a used car, our treatment plant. And then everybody wanted to ride around in our car, but we had to upgrade it first. So everybody paid for their share of the cost to upgrade it, but they never paid for their part of the original car.
Yeah.
And so they came back and convinced.
There's a considerable amount of money.
Yeah.
And the county commission, as I remember, made that judgment. And I've heard some questions from sewer board members that they actually did not understand that was part of the deal. But anyway, that's water under the bridge, but that's what happened.
Yeah, and I don't know that.
And let me ask you, Mel, you may know about that too. Was that when the bonding issue came up to clear what was owed again the sewer plant to so that they could do the water system in their town?
Yep.
Yes.
All same
so
time.
It was $256,000 or something like that.
It may have been. I don't remember the.
Yeah.
It was a lot of money.
So, anyway, represent the county, and I represent the citizens on the eastern side of the county, and I don't want, I tell you, I campaigned, I think we did project after project after project on the west side, and the voting language on the bill, whenever it was, or on the vote, whenever it was put before the people, was Bee Creek and Y Highway. Well, we're just now getting around to Y Highway since 19, I think it's 84 when that was voted on, or maybe 90. Somewhere along 90, between 94 and... So, in fairness to those board members who seem to have doubts on what they want to do with the money, and I don't think they're using good judgment on what they're wanting to do here with the study. I think but one thing about it, it'll clear it up. They'll either say yes, no, or indifferent. Jim, and I know you've got the numbers.
You're actually going to vote to lose money.
I just want to make sure I understand that.
What I'm going to do, I mean, what I'm trying to figure here is why we have a timeline pressure situation on a decision of $100,000 that I personally don't think is going to prove anything.
But
I don't
spend
it. That's a good question. But I want to.
You don't agree? We don't agree a lot of the time.
We don't.
But I ask you to take my long ordeal a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's a reason why. May not be a good reason, but I think it's a valid reason. And I will add this more. Here's a picture of what we're talking about. And there's a lot of little dots there. And all those little dots on little bitty lots. Mm-hmm. They don't have enough room, my little information, to support a septic tank. But they've all got sewer going on. All those little dots. And it's all going right here.
I
and that's
understand.
Why it's number one on the matrix. I'll shut up again for a
minute. No, I understand it. But this is called deficit spending. This is what... it doesn't make sense in 25 years. It is a problem, but if we can't pay for it, I mean, and I don't see where the numbers will add up unless you have an extra 100 people out there. So, anyway, whatever you want to do, Danny, because I can make a motion, but I won't get a second. So, because my motion would be to deny the funding request for the study. That would be my motion. I'll make
the
motion.
You made one to table. I think you made one to table that didn't get a second.
Yeah, that's true. So I'll retract that one. Having a motion to deny the study for Venice on the Lake. Okay. I won't have that seconded either. So
we've all been there before.
Oh, I know.
Not hearing a motion or a second to the motion, I'll make a motion to accept the recommendation of the sewer board and go forward with the study against Mr. Strophus's strong warnings. Concerns.
We do have the final decision whether we'd want to. I mean, if they did the $100,000 study and it come back that there was no possible feasible way that it could pay for itself, or it's unfeasible that Rockaway can take care of it, or Forsyth can take care of it, and everything. I mean, we do have that, Jim. It's just a matter. I don't like throwing $100,000.
We just threw 40 at that one, and all they're going to do is tell us the same thing that one tells us.
That's a good point, if I may, since we haven't got a second. What does your report say, Mel? I'm sorry you weren't prepared for this, but
well, do you remember, I mean, basically,
what the bottom line is? I was trying.
I can just give you my opinion for whatever it's worth on the project. It's an environmental need. There's no doubt about it. It's just like you said. It's an area. From what I could tell, low income, small lots, septic tanks don't work, sewage running out on the ground. It's right next to the lake. It's probably is, if not the most, it's awful close to the most environmental problem that you got in Taney County as far as sewer goes. The problem has always been, and the reason this thing has kind of lingered and not been pushed to the top in the previous years, is everybody's afraid, is if you build it, and you can't get people to connect, or even if you get them to connect, if they can't afford to pay their sewer bill, will it run the sewer district into the red? And that's the reason it hasn't moved forward for all these years. And that's the reason that report never got pushed any further, is because the sewer board members are all in disagreement as to whether to move forward with it because of that fact. So I can't tell you that it's a good decision to move forward or not to move forward. It's some type of balance between economics and environment. And but the issues you're discussing are the exact issues that have had this thing turning for years.
And that's my point. Another study is going to prove the same thing.
I heard a prior commissioner say that it would cost less to purchase all the homes down there than it would to put in the sewer system.
$33 million? I would suspect so.
I don't have any interest in this. I'm not going to make another dollar. These guys have been selected for it. But in fairness, the $33 million is based on 2007 numbers. Mm-hmm. That's when construction for sewers was the highest it's been in forever. If you were to construct that same sewer system today, you'd probably do it for 65 or 70% of that cost, which is still a ton of money, but just for a matter of perspective. Now, the thing that you got to be careful when you look at that is that's what it is today when we're, and our economy is where it's at. By the time you design and fund and get the grants in place and easements in this place, it could be back up to that much or more. So take that with a grain of salt. But that, in today's dollars, that's a less expensive project than that.
Operationally, it's still going to cost the same, though, if not more. How about a motion to table to December 16th?
That's four motions without a second.
Well, and no one's seconding anything.
I know.
I mean, we can just leave it. We can just say next on the agenda item.
I guess we can do that.
But normally, yeah, we can just do that too.
Oops. I'm writing on something I shouldn't have.
Great, Bob.
Okay, yeah, let's move on.
What's our next item?
What's our next item? We need to do... you want to... I'm sorry, Mike.
Oh, trash? What's the side trash?
Do you have that?
Mike didn't have a chance.
Policy portions of this are, you've heard, you've made the arguments on both sides, and I'm not going to reiterate any of that. The one item that this does have impact on, that does have an immediate impact on ongoing work, is the Lookout Acres design that is moving forward. There are considerations as to if you do or how you would possibly divide Venice on the Lake up. Which way is it going to go, Forsyth, Rockaway Beach? We are currently working on the sewers in that area. We need to know what to appropriately size everything for in that area of Lookout Acres, because if some of Venice on the Lake does come through it, we need to make sure it is correctly sized. If it doesn't, then we can save money on that, not oversizing things. So you're put in a position of either slamming the door on going to Forsyth or risking overspending on facilities in Lookout Acres that would never be used. That would be one impact of not doing anything right now. I know you made the comment, what is the time push? The anticipation was that both of these projects would go parallel. We'd be able to work on Venice on the Lake at the same time we're working on Lookout Acres, make decisions about Venice on the Lake's direction, recommendations for that, that we would then use and incorporate into the Lookout Acres design. That's the one time constraint and impact on other projects that this would have.
Well, I had a question about that also. We did Casey Road, and we, as far as I'm concerned, used good judgment as far as the water lines and the sewer line that went down the middle. Now I understand that there's a possibility that for some reason that the line might be an undersized line. Am I right?
The potential exists. We haven't determined that yet, no. I mean, we it's possible, but we don't know yet. That's, again, we're looking for that. We're looking for the ability to put all that together and move forward with it. And how Venice on the Lake is treated is the biggest variable in that. If we leave Venice on the Lake out of it completely, I would say we're probably in pretty good shape with what's under Casey Road now. In the big picture, that piece of sewer that's there isn't a large portion of the overall cost of the project, that if it had to be replaced, it wouldn't be a big deal. But if we can avoid replacing it, that's money saved and inconvenience on Casey Road that's not, that's avoided by not tearing it up again or potentially, or just replacing it anyway.
Because I guess we'll have a big powwow about this December the 15th. Because that's what I'm going to make a recommendation, that we be at the sewer board meeting, and even if we have to have an executive session with the sewer board itself.
I've got
questions for Hooker and Suti of why they threw figures at me that I can't that. Substantiate the.
Well, they may have, like Chuck said, they may have been talking about the acquisition of Rockaway Beach capacity, or the additional fee to
buy the used car.
The used car. We'll never forget the used car. I don't think.
All right. Well, let's. I guess move on then. We've given every option for a motion there is. Yes. No. Table. And forget it.
I guess, and that's 13 days. I don't think that's going to make or break a $33 million project. So I'm going to make that motion to table to the 16th or 2nd or whatever.
Can he make the second?
We got a motion, a second. One quick discussion. The sewer board, I believe, and you listen to the tape. But again, I just caught the last of the meeting. Mm-hmm. The sewer board, I think, was clear the first time and Tuesday that they're in support of us going forward with the study.
Mm-hmm. I believe that's what they were saying.
I think it was clear. So my suggestion is, instead of waiting to try to work it out with the sewer board on the 15th or whatever you said, work out with Hooker and the engineer and whoever you need to talk to. Work it out for yourself, like Jim's already done, so seems to be a very good job of.
Yeah.
Instead of waiting until the sewer board meeting and having to put them through another time of all the questions and this, get your questions answered from Hooker and Suti and Archer and Mel and whoever you need to ask questions to, and get it resolved in your mind, and then maybe we don't even need to wait till the 15th. Maybe we can bring it up before then and get your answer.
Yes.
Or if you want to talk to the sewer board members, fine. But
this grant money that's possibly headed down the pike, I mean, you know, who knows about grant money?
But again, whoever said, I think, and that's wonderful, we want to get it, but the big question is operation.
Operationally.
Can we operate it? And that doesn't have anything to do with the grant money, so I think I'll set that off to the side myself. Because
we're not doing debt service. In the operational costs, there's no debt services.
It's grant money from the feds, or it's our
sales tax,
sewer tax money. But the whole question is operation. Anyway, just my suggestion.
Okay.
I'm ready to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. All right, we got manholes. Is that next on our agenda, I think?
Yeah, I got about four or five things on your agenda. I don't have a copy of your agenda, so I don't know what order they're in. But
we're past the time, so you just go at it.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'd like to go through these change orders real quick. And they're not bad.
Are they most
of
them?
Oh, good.
A change order is not always bad. It's just usually bad. This time it's not bad. Okay, I got one here for, these are mostly housekeeping. This one is for our Miller Blevins contract on the Spring Creek Dam Site project. When we originally bid it, we bid a bid alternate to do some work on a to do work for a property owner as part of an easement negotiation. And then subsequent to that, we didn't end up having to do that work as part of that to get that easement. So I'm deducting in this change order that work. So it's a deduction to the contract amount of $2,000. So it's not an add, it's a deduct.
I'll make a motion to approve that change order as submitted by mail.
Second.
Discussion? Aye.
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 Carries.
All right, now this one here is a change order on the Holiday Hills project with Tom Boyce Excavating as a contractor. It, too, is a deduct. It is when we finalize out all the quantities to kind of zero out our contract as far as amount retaining amount of work left to do on the project. There was some curb and gutter that was originally anticipated to be removed and replaced that didn't have to be done. So it is actually a decrease of $1,019.20 for work that was anticipated but that didn't have to be performed.
Motion to accept.
Second. Or questions? All those favors say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We'll be last again.
All right. This change order is an add. This is on the Ozark Beach project. Larry LS&C Development Services is the contractor. This is a situation where the contractor had been working on Luther Lane, there's a real shallow water line there. They had hit it and broke it and hit it and broke it and hit it and broke it, and we made them pay to fix that time and time again. Well, it had been about a month since they had been there, and it sprung water leak a couple times within a week or two. It sprung some water leaks. And John Suti got the call of all the mad property owners, you know, in the evening or on the weekend, that type of thing. And we asked the contractor to fix that so that these people could get water on. It's not clear, and we have a hard time saying that it's the contractor's responsibility, but we had to get the water fixed to get water to the people. $1,710.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Aye.
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 Can I stop you a second?
Yep.
I'd heard that process in the sewer board meeting, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, when they fixed it, is this liable to happen again? I know the water systems, the lines are...
Yeah.
We need to go in and... Because
yeah,
we mess up our county roads and who knows what.
Yeah, we've already dealt with that. It's okay. Private water system, and as part of this deal... We, and I think it was approved separately, but we worked out a deal with the owners of the private water system whereby the contractor provided some gravel and the sewer district provided the pipe material, and then the guy that operates the water system provided the labor and equipment to replace the entire water line.
Wonderful.
So I don't know that all that work's been done yet. I know part of that's been done, but there's an agreement signed, and it waives the sewer district and the county from all further responsibility, I believe. It's the one you and I worked on a month ago.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you.
So.
Just didn't want it. Somebody to be doing the same thing again a month from now.
Yeah. So. Okay, then I have an item on here for the manhole rim improvements project. This is adjusting all those manholes, mostly in the Bee Creek area, but in just all over the place that staff has identified that need to be brought to grade and level with the road. We took that project out to bid. We received three bids. The low bid was Rosetta Construction in the amount of $71,000. There was one for $115,000 and one for $363,530. So the Rosetta Construction is a very good price, better than our estimate. As far as when you look at how
what
many...
What was your estimate?
I think our estimate was around the $120,000 range, and this is $71,000.
Why would that last bid be $300-some thousand? what was unique about the bid, or did you, was it anything unique?
Well, I don't know. I didn't ask that bidder specifically.
Gold plated covers or anything?
You want me to speculate?
Yeah.
It's the bidder on dam. It's our contractor on dam site in Spring Creek. They've already got plenty of work. If they're going to get it, they're going to make good money on it. That's my speculation, but I couldn't tell you why it'd be so high.
Now, where's this money going to come out of?
My understanding is that the proposal is for, maybe I can't answer this question, but I can give you a little background. I know that it's proposed to come out of two pots of money. Part of it's going to come out of sewer district, the ones that can be attributed to being a sewer department problem,
right.
And part of it to come out of county road and bridge money for those manholes that are attributed to.
That's how I understood you. I just want to make sure nothing.
And it depends on which manhole it is. And this is a unit price contract. This is for 82 manholes. And really, this is what you don't know what you're going to get into till you dig it up type of thing. So, for example, is it when they go in there to repair that manhole, are they going to have to remove a whole section of the manhole, or can they just adjust it with some rings at the top and that type of stuff?
Are they pouring concrete too? Is that what they're going to be
doing? Yeah, they're going to pour
a concrete pad around the manhole.
Right.
Okay.
So basically, there's a couple different ways that they can adjust these according to contract. If they can adjust it by just taking the ring and cover, the casting off, and adjusting the rings, and then pouring the concrete out and making that work, they get paid one unit price. If the circumstances require them to actually remove one of the bigger barrel sections of the manhole and replace it to bring it level, then they get paid an additional amount. So what we've got in this unit price contract, what we've got in here is for 82 manhole adjustments and then an assumption that 20 of those 82 have to have the more major work done. There's no way of knowing till we get into it. We think that's a conservative assumption based off of what we've done so far, but we didn't spend tens of thousands of dollars to design a fix for each one.
And all 82 are going to get the concrete pad?
All 82 a concrete pad, yes.
Motion to accept lowest bidder.
Rosetta.
Second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Slow?
I'll vote for the...
In favor of it?
In favor of
Ocean
it.
Motion carries. Unanimous.
One more thing. Is the on the Ozark Beach job, right now we have one Great River inspector out there, and then the county has two inspectors that work under John Hooker. And then they report to our inspector. So we have three inspectors out there. And right now we're running, the way they're scheduling and working on the job, they're running anywhere between 6 and 10 crews. And we have collectively, Great River, the county, everybody, collectively come to the conclusion that three inspectors isn't sufficient to keep a good eye on that many crews. And so... therefore, we are requesting to put an additional inspector out there, an additional Great River inspector out there on that job.
And the cost of?
It's an hourly deal. Our inspector rate is $52.50 an hour.
$52.50?
I'm glad you threw something out there. That's good. I mean, what's this going to cost us? I mean,
you're going to be looking at that full time for probably 4 months.
Is there any way in the contracts in the future to limit the number of crews, or do we
25 grand?
So that we don't run into this problem with our inspectors.
$50 an hour is $100,000.
I've never seen that in a contract. We can talk about
three
it.
$35,000. You said 4 months or 3 months?
Here's the deal: they've got about three or four more months left on their. Time frame if they finish on time. Honestly, I don't think they'll finish on time.
What's the sewer board say? Because this is sewer board.
They're in favor of it.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion.
It's paid out of capital improvements, correct?
Yeah.
Sewer sales tax.
And John, yes. John said that they have sufficient budget for this anyway. It isn't going to require any changes to the budget. We just didn't want to spend sales tax without your approval.
I agree.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Appreciate it.
Before you leave,
yes.
I have something to say.
Okay.
starting out sounds funny, but I'm serious. Thank you very much for your service.
Okay.
Being here today, your background, and your work, I think. I hesitate saying that because my experience is so limited, but I feel like you do us a wonderful job, and being here today was a big asset to us, that your background, and I feel like you shoot us straight. The comment you made, HDR is getting the job if we go ahead with that job.
Right.
Nothing to you, and but you give it to us, and I appreciate that.
I have a problem with that.
Have a problem with him doing a good job?
No. I have a problem with them doing the study and them getting the job.
Well, I don't think that is that they've been selected to do the design. I'm sure they think if they do the study, then that puts them in the driver's seat for the design. But they were selected to do the study, not necessarily the design, just like we were selected to do that study, but there was no guarantee that we got the follow-on work.
Can I ask you a question, since you brought that up? Wouldn't it have been cheaper for you guys just to extend this study?
I didn't understand the
reason for another study.
Or certainly not.
To the extent of the new study.
Right.
My side rests.
I understand what
the whole issue there is, in my opinion, is there was strong discussion by the sewer board to split some work.
Yes, that's my understanding.
The issue of local and all that came up, and we had, didn't you do the work on Casey Road,
mm-hmm.
Lookout Acres?
Mm-hmm.
So right or wrong, that's how that happened.
I understand why they did it. Just was that the best projects to do? That's a different discussion.
Completely. Yeah,
sorry about that.
But no, that's fine.
But Danny's concern is kind of a conflict issue, and while they're completely honest in everything, I mean, you definitely have an incentive to make a project
look good
if you think you're going to get the design. So why would you have somebody that is thinking they're going to get the design to say whether it's a good project to do or not a good project to do? It just puts you in a conflict position is what it does.
I've thought about that too.
It could be Mel. It'd be every engineer. I mean, it'd be the same thing when we go to do a study. And if we don't have...
It's a trust and honesty.
Exactly. If we're not picking the engineer that's...
professional.
And, I mean, it's just like if you're fixing a camper. Going back to my experience, I don't do a good job. The good jobs don't get noticed too much. It's the ones you do wrong. If they don't do us a good job, anyway, it'll come to show later, I think.
I'm going
to
use
you a lot more than doing it right like you ought to.
I'm going to use this for an example, and it's not a very good one. And that's nothing against you, Mel. I think that I say the same thing. And I think to differ with some former commissioners, I think that the other engineering companies do us a great job too. But it's like we have a lump sum of money that we have piled up here that's like a bunch of meat. And we've got a bunch of hungry dogs in the crowd of engineers when we have a sewer board meeting.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like they're just absolutely... you just pitch one over here and pitch one over there, and when you go to talking about $100,000, that's a bigger chunk of meat for these boys over here. And I mean, I'm wanting to see sewer in the ground on some of these projects that are definitely needed projects.
Makes sense project, right?
Makes sense projects. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then you can think and justify some of these other projects. Now you can take a matrix, and I've seen this with MoDOT. You can take a matrix and make that thing however you want it to make. Look, you can say, look, we've got a problem over here that is one of the worst I've ever seen, but we can't afford to do it. But we can do about 3 or 4 over here.
Right.
I understand. But your concern, is it not with the sewer board? I mean, they're giving us this that you're not happy with what they're doing is what I'm hearing you say.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
We're happy with you. I mean, like your question, I mean, we didn't necessarily understand all the selections, but we're not...
You have several places to sign.
You're just going to do your job.
We're going to do our job and do it well.
So. I'm going to go backwards a little bit, Chuck, and change gears.
Yes, sir.
I move that we approve the Bonnie Roger and Bill Daniel dirt agreements that were presented
Second.
By Frank Preston.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Gary.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's three of these.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. I see you. Chuck, can we postpone your... Trash grant?
No way.
Okay, you
I'll
have
additional copies. I'll make a motion that we return to accepting checks at the transfer station.
I'll second that with the problems we've had.
And the reason is I have heard firsthand from our people at the transfer station that we're losing thousands of dollars. And I trust their assessment is true. And we had to, for whatever reason, we had to postpone our meeting out there. And my concern is we're not going to get back. And
you mean you boys postponed it?
I did. I don't think I did.
Actually, it got postponed when they did the Tim Connell meeting.
I'm just joking with you because I was there.
You were there.
I didn't get that.
I'm going to vote against it just because I don't know about what all the details. No one's told me anything. We're losing thousands of dollars. But let's go ahead and motion move it. Is that what this is? Is that what this is posted? You have roadside trash for him.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, that's a different one.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that'll be real quick too.
Okay. You better vote on the other one.
Yeah. All those in favor say aye.
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 Nay.
Yeah. Motion carries.
Sign these.
Okay.
Thank you.
Here's a pen. You have a pen.
Mel. Don't run off quite a lot. Just we're fixing. We finished one more vote, right? I'm going to talk to him just a little bit.
Yeah, we have an executive that Chuck posted, and I have to leave pretty darn soon here.
Go ahead.
At this point, Chuck doesn't remember what the personnel was.
Perfect. But I've got a short one that I want to do real fast anyway. Mel, if you want to wait in the hallway for about 10 minutes, that's how fast mine's going to be.
Okay.
I just want to let you know that I gave Chuck a piece of paper that had some additional hours for somebody on there, and we can talk about that if you want.
I would. What's your trash grant?
Fellow from Drury called.
Won't
cost the county a dime. They're putting together a grant project to study trash on the roadsides in Taney County. Are we interested?
Yeah. They're going to include us in the study.
Yeah. Yes, and then...
Perfect.
You know, I'd like for them to tell us what effect they think our trash pickup is having on trash.
Okay. I'm going to call this guy back and tell him we're interested and send us the documentation if there is such.
Motion to go into executive personnel, whatever that statute is, that is posted.
Second. Aye.
Aye. Aye.